The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is a Friday, July the 22nd, 2016, and we have a live show for you today, and looking forward to it all. And once again, just want to thank you all for listening and participating and supporting Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network. So first and foremost, let's jump off into the show. A very important part of it is we're going to talk about how you can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that it brings to you for your overall development, your thoughts, your opinions, your direction, your sovereignty, your self-determination, and the execution of your free will. How can you ensure that this is going to continue? You can do that by making financial donations and contributions, which I like to call financial energy, to the network. And you can do that very easily by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia. And there you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on right now. And you can pull it up. You can actually donate at the website. And it's all there. And what we need to do is talk about what's the three ways that you could actually engage in this. You can do this by going to option number one. You can do this from the website. You can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, making it payable to Black Talk Media Project. That's Black Talk Media Project. P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120, and that is option number one. Once again, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely, extremely appreciated. You can do that via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, making that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is option number one. And by doing that, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio station, as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you give a good email for that one. For just one penny more, now you can go to option number two, just one penny more, and make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, All, you know, excuse me, this T-shirts will come in intervals of $25. So if you would like to receive more than one T-shirt, if you want two T-shirts, that would be $50. Three T-shirts would be $75. Four T-shirts would be $100, and so forth and so on. So that's how it's done. It's done in increments of $25. Make sure you leave a good email and forwarding address where the T-shirts can be mailed to, and ensuring that you'll get what you need to get, and make sure you have a corresponding size for each T-shirt that you are eligible to receive. Now, option number three is become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time when they're going to have the, that available. So that is how you can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network is here, and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network are here and growing. Very, very important. So go to the website, and that is blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you'll see the crowdfunding campaign that's there. Engage in it so that we can continue to have what it is that we have with Black Talk Radio Network. Now, let's jump over to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page and check out some of the articles that we have posted there. And let's take a look at what's in the news. But before we do that, what I need is Dawn Paul. Miss Paul, if you could text me or call me at 951-790-8330. That's Miss Paul, Dawn Paul from Georgia. Miss Paul, if you would give me contact me. You can text me 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf1@gmail.com. I need to talk to you about an order that you had, okay? So this is a couple of things that need to be fixed and so that we can take care of you. So just reach out to me, or you can also do it at Tando. Send me a message on Facebook via Tando Radio Show, okay? Need to talk to you, Miss Dawn Paul of Georgia. All right? So now let's check out what's in the news. Let's go over to our Facebook page on for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook. And let's check out what's in the news. First article that we posted since yesterday is from globalresearch.ca, how Russia is preparing for World War III. Very, very important. Check out that article. Next one. Oh, I messed this. Okay, the next one, this one comes from farnews.com, and this was about how Russia had alerted Turkey about the pending coup that was going to be happening hours before it happened. Check out that article. And it was also some other involvement where I guess there were some Turkish fighter planes that had the prime minister's jet in sight, but they didn't fire upon them because, this is just some of the reports, because actual Russian fighters had them in sight. So there was, they decided not to engage. So check out that article, really telling, especially for where we are. Next one comes from fortrussian.com. Secret Turkish intelligence source. Erdogan rebels against NATO, but won after taking control of the nuclear bombs. Check out that article, really, really important. We'll maybe touch on some of that today, not too sure, but check out that article. Next one comes from the walkingtimesmedia.com. 10 things you didn't know about Libya under Gaddafi's so-called dictatorship. Hopefully we'll get to that today. That would be one. Another one is a YouTube video. Brave Israeli soldier speaks on BCC against the crimes of his government. Check out that YouTube video. Next one. Despite tensions with the United States, this one comes from Sputnik News. Despite tensions with the United States, Lockheed prepares to hand over F-35s to Turkey. Next article. This one comes from Press TV IR. And my comment was on this. The world war is falling into place. Press TV. No way left for Iran but confrontation. And check out that article. Basically, Iran is saying that the only thing that they have now left is to go into confrontation with the overall Western nations, particularly the United States, which I believe in this global war that is the world war that is about to kick off and is going to turn into a global nuclear war. One, it really wouldn't be one. There were other ones in the deep past that aren't really talked about much, but that's where it is. So check out that article. Next one from Sputnik. Despite Beijing's warning, U.S. vows to continue South Sea-China operations. And this is one of the things that I think is going to spark this world war and that's going to turn into a global nuclear war. Next one from Forbes. 40 years ago, we landed on Mars and found life. Check out the article. I believe that the whole universe is teeming with life because the universe itself is a living entity. So, of course, it's going to actually beget more living, more life. It's, you know, it's not arrogantly what man tries to establish as a demigod worship here on this planet for people to think that they are and they are the first and final approval for everything in your life. So check out that. Next article. Man, I love this article. Check out. This is one that everybody should really, really be checking out. And I said, this proves we are native everywhere. Supercontinents tore apart like a thick piece of dough. Supercontinents tore apart like a thick piece of dough. And if you look at the whole how it's laid out and what this article is saying is that basically they all tore away from what is commonly known as the continent of Africa today, which means that every person where they try to tell you one thing that all, you know, certain groups of people, all black people came from Africa. No. Black people were are indigenous and native to everywhere on this planet. In this continent, in what they call the continent of North America, it wasn't just by ships that you were bought that was captained under a tyrannical and malevolent agenda of enslavement, but it was also voyages that were set to actually settle, develop, and to visit family and to develop land and opportunities which were already indigenous to everyone here. There is no such thing as any person, melaninated person, black person, anywhere, not being indigenous to that overall land that they happen to be in now. Doesn't matter if it's America. This is why I don't call myself. I don't allow anyone to label me anything, because their labels are set just like their borders are set to control and to corral people and to subjugate people. This was a, you know, even before we were aware that scientifically we were indigenous and we are the native people of this land here, as well as other people, but we definitely are here and everywhere. There is no beginning. There is no without us. There is no human species anywhere without. And so even before the science evidence was actually presented, there was a spiritual unctioning, and I know many of you felt it. And I know many of you knew that with the story, all the stories that they told us was not right. And this is why they kept trying to perpetuate an enslavement mentality so that you would carry that forever. But I knew as well as many of you knew that we've always been here. We felt it, we knew it, and that was the truth. And this is why I say it's so important for us to not to turn off our discerning spirits and understanding what some truths are and our connection to different things. Because everything is not going to come to you in the form of a speech, a writing, or as far as a lesson. It may come to you in form of a resonance, a communication, and an energy, which is more, is, in my opinion, is much more truthful than the former. So check out this article. This article is really, really, really important. We're going to try to take a look at this one today. It says, after millions of years under strain, land masses ripped away quickly in geological terms, that is, because it took a long time. But this is a great, great article. This is one that I think that you should share with your young people, share with your family members, your friends, and more important, share with yourself. Really think about what this is saying. Really ground yourself in this. As Brother Bragg say, they're trying to get you off of what is already yours. This is why, you know, for some people, repatriation to different places is very important. And I totally understand it, if that's where your ties are. But many of us, we may not know it, but you've already repatriated. Once you took up residency where you are, that was the land that you have always been a part of. For so many of us, yes, there's the commingling and everything else, but the repatriation, you really, there's more to it. There's much, much more to it. And no matter where you are, that's where your kingdom should be. That's where your kingdom should be. That's where your sovereignty and your self-determination, the stand in sovereignty and self-determination has to be rooted right there. So check out that article. Really, really important one. Next one comes from Bloomberg. My commentary on this one was, the purge is spreading to usher in a great fall of the Western financial and social system, with the real target being the American way of economic and geopolitical life. The grand scheme is to drop the U.S., rightfully so, in order to have a stronger global enslavement agenda. Any deal with evil makes evil itself, excuse me, any deal with evil means evil itself will consume you on its road to expansion. Remember, a devil knows no love or loyalty, even after falsely enriching you. And this goes to IMF Christine Lagarde loses fight to avoid French trial for the misappropriation of funds. Now, we had talked about for a while that there's going to be a purge. And this is a part of the purge that you're starting to see. And this purge is expanding, and it is formulating in all forms of the geopolitical realm. Because what they're going to do is they're going to start to, because they're going to, this was what the Brexit was all about. This is what the so-called falsehood and the facade of campaigns here is all about. This is what the different destroying of economies, sovereign economies and national economies is all about, because what the system realizes is a golden opportunity. They realize that they can tell you that they are anonymous when it's really them and that will fall for, and they're going to give you celebrity figureheads heads on a platter. They're going to give you celebrity figure heads, and they're actually going to sacrifice them to enslave and trick you even further. How is that? They're going to expose some of the dirty deals, some of the dirty intel, some of the dirty ongoings of some of the celebrity figureheads, and they're going to blame that all on the collapse that led to a global war, and they're going to say we need to purge ourselves of this so it can never happen. And in doing that, the only thing that they're going to really do is purge your ability to execute your free will in a way that you can command it much more easily. They are going to intoxicate you and actually inebriate you into a falsehood, and that's where you will surrender. They will say, you know, we had too many of these banking problems, these geopolitical problems, and look at the body counts look at how many people lost their lives. They're going to give you all the sad song, all the sad stories about everything else, and they're going to say, we must not allow this ever to happen again. And because of that, this is what we need to do, and this is what you need to do in order for the pain to stop. And most people will be running to those FEMA camps. And I'm not talking about a FEMA camp as an institution or as a physical institution, but a mental one. They will be running to the camps from assistance from those that have pulled the plug on them. This is why you're seeing some of the events that are happening as we speak right now globally. And it's expanding. It's all tied together. It's a conspiracy agenda. So check this out. Check that article out. And tie the read between the lines and look at it critically think about what is really going on. The more we continue to allow, give our energy to people that mean us no good and mean us harm, then the harm will continue to poison our mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. So next article comes from, and this one came from Brother Bragg. Thanks, Brother Bragg. From yournews.com. FEMA activates entire civilian corps. Something big is coming. I definitely see that. This is the reason why we started Tando and been preparing for it. So check out this article. It says FEMA activates entire civilian corps. Something big is coming. A FEMA insider has come forward saying that the FEMA has activated their secretive civilian corps last week, indicating, and we'll try to check this out in today's show. Next article comes from, I can't see who it comes from. Hungary becomes the first European country to ban Rothschild banks. Huge. Check out that article. Next article. This is all a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This comes from Bloomberg. 1MDB One MDB drama puts golfing buddy Obama and Najib in tight spot. Well, just so happens that the prime minister of Malaysia is actually embroiled in this 1MDB, One Malaysian Development Bank scandal. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. And then it goes on. Next article from also my commentary on this around 1MDB, One Malaysian Development, Bernhard. Sorry about that. Thinking about the AIIB. Too many acronyms. And my commentary on this video. Check out this video. And it has everything to do with the overall global economic Western purge. I said, see, Hillary has many has major dirt on everybody, folks, who are celebrity figureheads. This stuff is leading towards political cannibalism, professionally and personally. There is no morality among demonic minions, just the next order that must be upheld. And the banking sector is the preferred altar of sacrifice, of their sacrifice. What's going on here? let me tell you something. One of the things that you're starting to see is that you're going to see, as stuff starts to unravel, yes, I do believe that they are going to actually bring certain celebrity figureheads that are running for office to criminal court, and they're going to lose because it serves the purpose of the agenda well. And then not only that, they're going to bring other people down with them. And what is it going to do? It's going to project the Western banking institutions, and primarily under the tutelage and under the direction of the United States, as the biggest threat to the global security, to global prosperity, and to global production. And the world is going to be willing to purge the United States for that. And they're going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker, just as many here in this country fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And I'm going to tell you something. The people that fell for it in this country hook, line, and sinker, let me tell you, they have. They're going to reel you in too, because the system has no obligation and loyalty to you. They have an agenda, and that agenda is to consume energy, yours, all of yours. And they like to have these divisions, and they like to use this cyclically, meaning that they have it go around, and what happened yesterday is going to come back around at another form in time. They are going to use every advantage, and they're going to actually manipulate and orchestrate the events that will lead to their overall, the methods that will lead to their overall objective of enslaving. And they are going to smash unsuspecting people. And not only the unsuspecting people that are going to have a heavy hand that's upon their head, but they're also going to bring a falsehood of wealth that is poison to the rest of the world, and the trap will continue to grow. So check out that article, and you can see this all starting to come together. I believe that this has direct inlays to the celebrity figurehead CEO of this country, and as well as many others. Oh, it's the perfect setup. Blackmail is one of the preferred methods to control. So, next article comes from Bloomberg. McDonald's stops selling Big Macs in Venezuela due to bread shortages. We're definitely going to take a look at some things with Venezuela today. Next article. Risk of losing Renzi may sway Merkel to relent on Italian bank bailouts. So, check out that article. This banking situation is going to pick back up, ladies and gentlemen. And what I mean by it's going to pick back up, it's going to pick back up this summer in a huge, huge way. Next article. Let me see how we got. Okay, just before we go to commercial break, we're almost there. The next article, the new Middle East, exit America, enter Russia. And this one came from the staker.is. Really, really, really good article. And it talks about how Russia is now the deciding factor in the Middle East, and the United States is getting kicked out, as well as Saudi Arabia and oh man, I forgot the other country, but it's all a part of the overall changing of the guard. We are seeing the purge, ladies and gentlemen, and this is where the influence the United States had in the Middle East is gone. Well, that is significant, because the number one commodity that the world needs is oil, and most of the world oil goes through that area. No longer will the United States have any influence. And what does that mean? That means you are going to be made instantly impoverished here in the United States, way beyond Venezuela, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to check that out. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish what's in the news, and then we're going to jump into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to have a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
later.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. It's a Friday, July the 22nd. Hopefully, you all are going to spend time with family and prepare some portion of your weekend, some portion of your savings, and some portion of your disposable income, and some portion of your time to actually train our and to ensure that our young people will be in a position of advantage as the events that you are starting to see start to unfold. You know, when we first started Tando, there were a lot of people that were actually doubting some of the things that we were talking about. But now you can, there's many people that can fully see that there is a major problem and that, it is a conspiracy agenda. And they're starting to pick up on all of this. That is great. That is very important. But it means nothing if you are not doing anything about it. You are still in the trap. And as my contention in as well as those that participate here on Tando Radio Show is for you not to be in that position and to actually be able to position yourself, your family, and our community in a position of advantage for when this wealth transfer and when this purge, which they like, is, I guess there's a movie that's coming out, another extension of the movie The Purge coming out. I think it has something to do with elections and everything. You know, they pretty much tell you everything. But the most important thing is that it really doesn't matter how much they tell you. It really matters how much you prepared for. That's what we want to actually trigger. That's what we want to stimulate. That's what we want to encourage you to do. Because when everything is fine, when the sun is shining and everything is fine, that is the time that you need to really start to build your ark. But once the rain comes and once the flooding happens, that is not the time. It is too late and it is already done for you to build an ark then. Yes, some people will be able to by means of fortune, by means of harmonic interjection, be able to go through some hard times and escape. And then there's some people that will prepare that won't make it. But see, the odds that you want to have in your favor is that yourself and your family have the best odds, because you can have better odds if you so choose. So let's really look at this. Next article is as back into what's in the news. This one comes from, can't see it, so we're going to go on to it. David Rockefeller says conspiracy regarding one world order is true. So check out the article with this, you know, this psychopath has today. If you ever seen this person, it's like walking evil. It's just like, you know, I saw him once in Chile, and it's just walking evil. And he was in the Santiago. It was I believe it was in Santiago, Chile. Just walking evil. Can't even explain it in anything more than that. It's just pure evil, and you could hear it in the interview and in the article. But you know, one of the things that I found funny, and I'll show it to you later about this, is just something that caught my ear and my spirit when I was reading it. So check out this article. Next one. Don't compare yourself. Oh, this one comes from SarinDyer.com, really good website. Don't compare yourself to others. Human beings have a tendency to compare themselves to others. And it is a automatic, and it is as automatic as any other human emotion. But check out that article. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone. You are made uniquely you, and that is extremely, extremely powerful. Be uniquely you. Don't compare yourself with people. Actually collaborate with them. You become stronger. So check out that article, especially in the world of ego and narcissism. This is something that we really need to ensure that we don't participate in and partake in, because there's enough of it going around for the people that do it. Just leave it to them. Try to help them from a distance without that actually contagious mentality not to affect you. But it is what it is. So check out that article. Next one. Series of 70 earthquakes rattle California. Big one coming? Question mark. Strange sounds. So if you're on the West Coast, be prepared. You already know. Be prepared. But many people on the West Coast know that they are subject for the, you know, that they are in a position to be hit with a large and a debilitating earthquake, and they still don't prepare. This is what is amazing, you know, like some people, I really don't really give much energy to people that have a closed mind. I really don't have much of a thought for people with a closed mind, only because of this. That mind that is closed, I do not have, nor do I want the key. That person has to actually want to expand themselves, right or wrong, correct or with mistakes, which we all have themselves. What I do is that I respect closed mind people enough to leave them alone. Leave them alone as far as trying, you know, not trying to even, encourage a lot of things at this time and point, because it's critical. And I say that because there are many people in California, Southern California, I know, that know that they are in harm's way as a major earthquake, and they still won't prepare. So how in the world would you ever convince this person, and they know that they buy that from the system, that an earthquake can happen, not even thinking that an earthquake can be generated, man-made earthquakes are generated. Many earthquakes are man-made in origin. But even them knowing that, and they understand that, they still don't do anything. There's a reason, folks. There's a reason. And I firmly believe that everyone is where they're supposed to be. If someone is not aware of something, it may possibly be because they're not supposed to. But that doesn't mean that they're subject to that at all if they choose something different. So we have people in California in knowing that they are in a hotbed, in a very unstabilized state, and they still don't prepare. So just imagine if you try to get them to prepare for the economic collapse. That mind is so tightly locked. It is tight enough to lock your overall precious metals, your silver, your gold, all your valuables in their mind, and believe me, no one will be able to penetrate it, not even them. So, California, you know that you are on in a very dangerous seismic zone, and if you're not aware that these seismic zones and these fault lines can actually be tripped or are activated by frequencies, by man-made devices. So you should already be preparing and be ahead of that. One of the things I do love about Floridians compared to Californians is this, from this standpoint, and this standpoint only. People from Florida, because they see and they have to endure hurricanes, they're more prepared, and they get it. They have a preparedness mindset because they have to use it periodically, because hurricanes are more frequent than earthquakes. When people don't have to deal with something, they don't even want to think about it. And I would just say, if those individuals that are closed-minded would stop spending so much time in engaging in activities that close their mind and start engaging in activities that open their mind, you could have some of the smartest people, some of the most brilliant talents that could do some really beneficial good for themselves, their family, and the overall community. So check out that article. Next one comes from Reason.com, Olympic Ruins. Man, this article is a really good one. Check out this one. Talks about how the Olympics have destroyed, right after the Olympics, because of the overall expenses and the budget, how it's ruined a certain country. And believe, in my opinion, it's the perfect setup. It's part of plausible deniability, how you get countries to have sovereign default, is that you send the Olympics to them, and they will go broke. If you read this article, you'll see what I mean, and you'll definitely, in my opinion, you're going to see that this is going to happen in Brazil. I'm really, man, I dread to see how this is going to unfold in Brazil. Hopefully, it all goes well, but would never count on it, because aware of what has happened in the past and what is easily repeatable, and not only that, directed and orchestrated to do just that.
Brother
Next
Dave.
Article comes from... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, greetings to you today, sir.
What's up, brother? How you feeling? Always good to hear you, man.
I'm okay. On the issue of Brazil, I seen a mainstream media report talk about threats of terrorism from young people in Brazil, saying some of them had even been arrested trying to contact Al-Qaeda, mm-hmm. and this or and that. But I'm thinking, again, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the ignoring the fact that the United States government and the corporations are the biggest terrorists on the planet. So I thought that was interesting.
Right.
You know,
right. No, Scotty, you're absolutely right, because if you look at the overall the nomenclature of how they work, the funding, if you look at the creation and everything else, it all goes back to the usual suspects. And the thing about
They displaced a whole bunch of people from their homes and stuff to build these Olympic villages and what have you. So tell me, if bulldozing people's homes ain't terrorism, what is?
Right, Scotty. Exactly. That is what, you know, because what terrorism means is that you use force for a political or a monetary gain. And Scotty's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. And I think that this is huge. And let me tell you why this is relevant and important, because this is all a part of, you know, when you look at the mainstream so-called terrorist organizations, they all have come from the same place. They've all started, were seeded from the ones that are saying that they're fighting them. Why? Because those individuals and those groups are in a PSYOP program that is there to actually bring in the destabilization that's needed for the other governments to seize what they want to seize, just like in Libya, just like in Iraq, just like it was tempted in Iran, which it will continue to be attempted, just like Syria, and then now Brazil. Let me tell you something about some of the Brazilians. And we posted it here on Tando, and I said that, you know, these individuals, and I'm going to tell you, the governments know people history. They know what they're capable of. They got a profile book on everyone, psychological profile on groups of people in regions of the country and of the globe. And this is my, in my opinion, this is one of the reasons why the Hurricane Katrina was steered towards New Orleans, because of the resources that were there, and that they needed to displace hardy people and get them out of that. Because one of the things about the people from that, from New Orleans and from that area of the country, those people are self-sufficient. They live off the land. Those are some of the, those people are always a threat to the codified institutional terrorism that governments like to bring, because those people don't buy it. Nor do they engage in it, nor are they afraid, because they realize something, that they're sovereign and self-determining. So with it, in New Orleans, they wanted to get rid of those people. Let me tell you something about the, some of the people in Brazil. If you've never been to Brazil, the poverty that you would see in Brazil is crippling. It was the first time that I was exposed to a young child, 8 and younger, carrying their 2 and 3 year old brother or sister, and they were homeless. And that 8-year-old, 9-year-old child was taking care of a 2 and 3 year old child in a cardboard box sleeping on the street. And everyone else just walked by and just continued. And like Scotty said, they bulldozed their homes to build a lot of this. Let me tell you, it's the perfect setup, because it's the perfect sleeper cell, and it's the perfect excuse to destabilize the planet even further. And we are going through a phase of where they are going to, they want to get into global depopulation by way of war. This is why you're seeing the events that you're seeing popping up all over the world, the massive terrorism attacks and everything else. Oh, the ones that you've seen here too, but they do it a little differently here momentarily, but they're going to break out their overall sleeper cells all over this place, in this country, and it's going to be here. Thing about the people in Brazil is this. Just like the people in New Orleans that were affected by Katrina, these individuals in Brazil, in the favelas of Brazil, they are without a doubt, and they are, they've also been infiltrated by the bankers and the corporations and the governments by way of funding. They are fighters, and they fight with a brutal fight with a nothing to lose attitude. I've seen in Brazil where he and I were walking down the street, and we seen 5 little children. And when I say little children, I mean they were 8 and below. And right away, we knew something was up. And then there was one young kid on a bicycle, drove up to a young man, an adult, in early 30s, from Germany. You could tell he was from Germany. So many indications he was from Germany. Put a pitchfork to his throat, and they stripped him down of everything that he had. And it wasn't funny, but the funniest thing was that immediately when we saw it, because we were street smart, we knew what was up, we ran right away. And the kids bust out laughing and said that we weren't going to get you guys. This was from I think this kid may have been no more than 7 years old. And the thing about these people is that I believe, and I wouldn't be surprised, that there has been some organizing of some real disruptions that are induced by the government, but is going to bring everyone into it, because it's the perfect plausible deniability for destabilization. And the people in those favelas of Brazil, they fight with a brutal intensity that that many of the people that have gone there, going there from different parts of the world, have never seen before. And it comes from their children. The children are the ones that are, man, this is going to, the last place in the world I would want to be in the fight is with them children, because they're not scared. And they come in massive groves. And when they come, they know how to, they are almost trained and professional fighters. And they bring the heat. And so I wouldn't be surprised. It's the golden opportunity for the global conspiracy agenda to destabilize this planet even further as it moves towards the depopulation program that they're engaging in. I wouldn't be surprised if something major happens in Brazil. Wouldn't trust it one bit, because they actually seeded the perfect excuse. They've actually enraged those people there. The disparity of poverty, the plight that they live under, the everything else. These people are more than angry. They're not afraid to kill or die. And I'm talking about children. So it's just the perfect setup. And Scotty's absolutely right. It's, you know, when they talk, and see what they did was they seeded an escape. One of the things with committing a crime is that you have to clean it up before you do it to get away with it. And that's what they just did there. They said that there was this group, this terrorist group, this here, so that they can have the cover and the cloaking of their agenda, and they can kick it off and easily say it was these individuals. And all, it's a huge institutional involvement in this whole subjugation and enslavement of us all. And this is what we need to break. So, yes, Scotty, I definitely see Rio. I hope it does it, but it presents a golden opportunity for the start of the sacrifice of depopulation. And I really think from what was going on and what's being seen, that is an opportunity that I think that they won't, it's too good for them to resist. So I would definitely wouldn't go to Rio and for the Olympics at all. So just my opinion there. So check out that article. Next one. Next article comes from Telegraph. And this one is police body cam shows immediate aftermath of Orlando nightclub massacre. And then my commentary was, same day as David Rockefeller's 101st birthday. Odd or planned? Question mark. Nothing is an accident in today's world. All parts of the agenda, in my opinion. I would not be surprised. Would not be surprised, because what some of these demonic ritual practicing minions like to have is sacrifices. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of the sacrifices in correlation with, or even if it wasn't in correlation, it still was a part of the overall agenda to destabilize globally and to move into this depopulation phases that we're going to go through economic disasters and by war. This is all the setup. This is how you destroy. This is how you have an empire fall. You build an empire up by evil intentions and you take it down with even more evil intentions, even greater evil intentions. So check out that article. Next one. This comes from Telegraph as well. I said a sad state. Putin and Jinping are screaming at Western mainstream media that the sides are at the point of war. And it's too busy talking about the mainstream media, and it's too busy chasing gaming facades. And this one comes from a reporter caught playing Pokemon Go during a State Department briefing. This, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Totally ridiculous. But it's telling you everything. It's telling you everything that you need to know. It's all a facade. It's all a game. It's all contrived. It's all meant to subjugate and enslave you. So check out that check out that one. Next one from veteranstoday.com. U.S. training ISIS only miles from Bond Steel base inside of Europe. Check out that article. Then next one is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to take a look at some articles, a week in review, and look at some important articles and events that have happened in the second hour. Next article. And my commentary, first Europe will crash, then the U.S. From Sputnik News, U.K. to revise economic policy in case of deteriorating situation amidst Brexit. It's all falling apart, folks. Europe is going to go first. The United States will be after. And in my opinion, in between all of this economic collapsing and disasters that will be seen, the war will actually kick off and start. And the destabilization, you will see more acts of violence throughout the world, and you will see greater and bigger ones here, where we are, where you are, if you're in the United States. Why? Because it's perfect for the agenda. It's a method to the objective that they want, that wants to be achieved by those that are manipulating this conspiracy agenda. And so this is all coming together. Next one from, and this one comes from Superstation. I said, please check this article. They know what's coming next. Russian citizens are stocking up on essentials in case of war. We're definitely going to look at this one today. Definitely going to take a look at this one from Superstation. Next one. This one came from a German website. In regards, I told you to right click it. It shows the recent Munich attacks that happened. So check that out. Next article. You know, before we go on, you know what's so funny about this all? Because so many of us have closed minds, we don't even put all this together. All of a sudden, this stuff just started to all start to happen in such a short period of time, without us really looking at who's gaining from this, who has the means to do this, who has the opportunity to do it, who has the motive to do it. And if we look at and ask those questions, you'll see it's the very ones that you ask for protection from that from, the very ones that are actually reporting, the very ones that are responding, and the very ones that are saying that this is what needs to be done to stop this. The very ones that are being invoked to engage. See, that's the trigger. And it's all invoking the governments and the corporations to be engaged in changing the overall global agenda. What does that mean? They are setting the pace, tempo, and the direction. Where do you think they're going to lead you to? Genocide, ladies and gentlemen, as they always have, and they always will. So, some of the things we really need to make ourselves aware of. Next one comes from Sputnik. White House to review ban on military gear for police. We'll definitely take a look at this one if we have time today. Next article. And I said, what the Texas prosecutors put rape victim in jail after breaking down in court. A rape victim was jailed for a month by a prosecutor in Harris County, Texas, while her attorney can't see the rest of it. But what basically what happened was that I guess there was some mental illness that may have been involved in this. Of course, it's they're not mentally ill. It's just that they're responding to an illness, a mental illness all around them, in my opinion. But I guess this one person may have been, I can't remember exactly what they were. They may have been had some form of mental illness, and then I guess during their trial as a witness, they broke down and they wouldn't finish their overall testimony. So the prosecutor had them go to the prosecutor had them, I guess, on a 72-hour hold, and then after the 72-hour hold, from what I remembered in the article, then they put them in jail for a month. Let me tell you why this is so significant, so important. Just the other day, during the so-called coup attempt out of Turkey, there is a response by your celebrity figureheads and corporations and government officials telling Turkey to remember the rule of law. See, while here they have NDAA and the Patriot Act, and then this is a prime case in so many ways that you're starting to see where they can do whatever they want because they write laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay. And they declare wars that they don't have to fight. They can easily snatch someone and put them in jail as a witness because they didn't testify. Do you see where this is going? This is going to where the overextension of the hand that so many people are requiring a response to from the false flags that are popping up all over the place. They are slowly indoctrinating you to never question them and letting you know that they can do whatever they want because you surrender to it. How in the world isn't this prosecutor in jail? How is this judge not disbarred and put into jail? This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the slippery slope towards genocide that you move to when we don't know and when we don't care. So check out this article. Next one. I got two more, then we're going to jump into today's show. Okay, next one. Got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Well, let's go to a commercial break. Listen, we'll go to a commercial break. If you have a question or comment, you would like to comment on or bring up something that we talked about this week, by all means, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, the hit star 61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is Friday, July the 22nd. This month is already gone. Oh, my man. And believe me, I anticipate some major, 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 major events, even though we've had some already so far globally and not only here in the States, but regionally and throughout the globe. It's just the beginning. And we got some major, major things that are developing as we speak right now. Now, you know, one of the things I want to do do convey to you is this, is that if you look throughout the world, the overall institutions, corporations, and the governments, and those that control those, they're preparing. They're preparing to attack. They're preparing to destabilize. They're preparing to depopulate. They're, and so far in this preparation, ladies and gentlemen, that's the thing that we don't look at. They're so far in this preparation that they no longer are preparing. They are actually invoking and doing. And it's only going to continue. This is why it's so important for you to prepare to defend. And what do I mean by defend yourself? Well, you need to fill in the blanks on that. I think that you need to defend yourself from an economic. I feel that you need to defend yourself from the just-in-time delivery food system being disrupted. I think you need to prepare yourself for the World War III that's going to lead into Global Nuclear War I that needs to happen. Do you have potassium iodine? Though, and let me tell you, those things are going to, you're not going to find those things once the events kick off. Those shells for those things are going to be gone. And if you do find them, you're going to have to give up what you don't have because you didn't prepare to have anything. These, I'm telling you, what we're seeing is that you're seeing a global agenda by the institutions that rule, preparing to destabilize, depopulate, and regain further control of subjugation. This is why it's so important for us to think what's in our best interest and not to have blind faith, because blind faith is always the first step to genocide. So let's get back to some of these articles real quick before we take a look at some specific ones. And if you have any questions or comments or anything that you would like to talk about on what's going on or what we talked about this week, any and everything is open. Just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. I don't like to keep our callers waiting. Next article, don't be shy. Jump in. So needed that your input is needed, because many of us learn from monologues rather than just dialogues, okay? Very, very important. So we got a caller in queue, so let's go to this caller right away. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Mayhem from Indiana.
Brother Mayhem, what's going on, bro?
Hey, how's it going? I haven't called in a while, but I wanted to give you a call. And
yes, sir.
Once again, you're right on point. You know, it's other radio shows that only tell you bits and parts so-called of their story. And I think it's deliberately. You're the only one talking to the future and bring it to what's going on right now. You bring in the whole story. I want to tell you, down here in Indiana, there's a big change down here, a Mars grocery store. They lost a ton. What you just talking about, grocery stores, they lost a somehow they lost a contract to their main to where they get their food from, and they about to fold up. To where they distribute the food to, they somehow they're not gonna renew the contract. So where they distribute their food to all the other stores, they're not gonna renew the contract for some reason. So that's a main grocery store, been down for years, Indiana owned, that all their stores gonna fold up, but they can't get no food to their stores.
And that's huge. Mayhem, that's huge. You know that's huge. Now, Mayhem, how many people do you think actually shop? And how many, is there a certain demographic? Is this in certain areas or is it just throughout the whole state? How many people do you think is going to be adversely affected by this? And this is critical, everyone. Listen, go ahead.
It's the majority of the whole state, because Mars is your so-called upper grocery store, where mainly on the north side, they already demographically grafted the Mars stores out of the black neighborhoods a couple years ago, made them, some of them that they left in the neighborhoods, that they made them like a second-class grocery store where they would ship all the old food from the white neighborhood down down here, down to the lower, to the black neighborhood, but they closed them up. So now they just going to knock them all off and close them all up. Because like I said, the distributor, not going to renew their contract.
Wow.
So it's half the state.
Wow. And let me tell you, I'm so glad that you called and said that, because this is significant. This is something that you're starting to see throughout the whole country. This isn't just in Indiana. This is actually globally, because one of the things, and I know, Mayhem, one of the things, the Baltic Dry Index, that is where the shipping lanes, that's where goods is moving from one country to another country. Those shipping lanes and that shipping Baltic Dry Index is at its lowest it's ever been. This is purposeful, ladies and gentlemen. This is the system preparing to engage in its warfare against the everyday person. And the only way that they can do that is they segment the people geographically and so many other of their dividing and demographics that they like to establish. Just like I say, that they put lines on a map and tell you that these are borders. But if you've ever been on a plane, you look out the window, all you see is what the great creator God Almighty is actually in created. This is critical, because it's not just in Indiana. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And this is going to be a point where it's going to be difficult for people to acquire the staple goods that are necessary. Mayhem, please, brother, make sure that you are. This is one of the things that you need to do, because you see this. I don't care if it's just take a percentage of whatever it is that you make. Cut out any form of entertainment. Cut out, sell some things. Get some staple goods for where you are. Because what you want to do is that as things start to deteriorate, you want to be able to have the options, and you want to be able to have choices for yourself and your family, because this is critical, ladies and gentlemen. If you notice throughout the country, retail and stores are closing up left and right, and we're seeing ghost towns. Yes, they try to centralize things so that you'll see a lot in one area. This is how they tell you that the world is overpopulated, because they pack everybody in cities, so everybody thinks, yeah, there's too many people. But if you've ever been anywhere in this country, it's widespread. No one is there. That's the same psychology that they're doing here. Go out into some of the outskirts of areas, and there is no real stability of the overall supply chain. It's totally disrupted. Man, Mayhem, how long has this been going on?
They just decided to. I heard it on the news maybe beginning of the week. And it said the people that work at the distributor warehouses, like maybe 128, they all gonna lose their jobs. So it's probably been in the works for a minute. So they just decided to let people know that they lost their contract. And also, I wanted to say to you, man, that I know it's hard for us to accept the whole truth because we like half truth. You know, it's really time. A lot of people that call your show and listen to your show, listen to other black shows. I'm just putting it out there. I think it's because I know it's been hard for me. I think it's just time for us to purge ourselves from these so-called other black radio stations, because we are being deceived by them. I call it digital Jim Jones, where we hooked on them. They'll let you call in or whatever, but when you're calling in, they tap into your phone, know where you live and where you at. So, if you keep on saying things that will trigger things, when everything jump off, they're going to come and get you. This point blank.
Yeah.
And these so-called stations that we think are black radio stations, they just, to me, man, they no longer, we no longer need them. I mean, we got Black Talk Radio, and as the guy that owns this, he don't allow no coonery on this station. And the other ones, it's a bunch of coonery, man, and brainwashing.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Mayhem, that's so...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. No. Finish what you were saying.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's been telling the people to be calling also the other black radio stations, man, and I think, you know, we got to purge ourselves because they got a name out there for this one station, and if you look at the information and stuff, it's just the name. White people on that station.
And you know what's so bad about that is this, is that you got to look at why are those stations fully funded, fully subsidized, and are in front of mainstream, have the opportunity to get in front of people because the system wants them to do it, because it doesn't. What it does is a distractor from you actually executing and doing and facilitating your own free will, your own sovereignty. What are they actually teaching you that you're gaining from? What is it? Where are they telling you you need to change this whole thing yourself by this means? By getting rid of the ones that are really instituting it. Where is the real sincere movement away from the system that's killing us? As long as we stay in this, as long as we play by their rules, they will rule. Where's the breaking of that? See, that's the thing, and it's hard for a lot of us because we don't see the psychological warfare and the asymmetrical warfare that's being fought against us to keep us right in place. Because let me tell you, they're going to bring you all of the Pokemon, all of the conferences, the conventions, all of the drama, all of the non-essential things. They're not going to tell you anything that's relevant. They're not going to be telling about the greatest murderers on this planet are the governments themselves. They're not going to be telling you that they've destroyed this, they've destroyed that. They're not going to be telling you to prepare for the economic, get away from the dollar. It's just a debt instrument. Use it properly, but it's going to have no purchasing power. They're not telling you that because they're paid by those institutions to uphold that. And there's plenty of them, the mainstream media ones. There's plenty of black voices that actually get the talking points from the mainstream corporations and governmental entities. Mayhem, you are spot on that. You don't have to listen to Tando. Listen, folks, listen to your spirit. Have a discerning spirit, and you'll see. You don't have to. You know, it's we're not. I want us to collectively, because I don't believe in leaders. See, a leader will put a leash on you and lead you to slaughter. Someone that is sincere about you wants you to be free and independent, so that we can have collective prudence and work successfully together. Man, Mayhem, you knocked it out the box. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I want to say one more time and let you go, because what made me reach call you what you said at the beginning. Fear would draw your enemy to you. So, you know, as I said, the Creator didn't give us a spirit of fear. So if you have fear in you, your enemy is going to feed on that. And ignorance is people are feeding off of that too. And that in them digital waves, why people can't leave the fake people alone, because it's like digital crack. I'm going to let you go.
Mayhem, great. You know, I'm glad that you made those points. And you know, about fear, I'm gonna just tell you this. I'm gonna put myself out there a little bit on this. There was, I've done some research, and I believe that there's different living entities throughout this universe. And there's a living species that is extraterrestrial that is known to actually feed on human beings. Okay, and one of the things that was said about these, and they call them EBTs, extraterrestrial biological entities, that's what they're known as, EBEs. Okay, so now it said that, and this is part of the one of the rituals that they taught men to do is to be cannibals in their practices. Okay, now what this one, what I've heard about, and I've done some research and I've read about this overall species, is what they like to do is they like to scare the heck out of people to get them afraid. Why? Because that produces the adrenaline that they get high off of. It's like cocaine to them. And so it was, I just thought that that was kind of, you know, it was showed evidence to a lot of the fear that is pushed in so many ways, because, you know, children aren't born with fear. They, right. they actually are born with, where they are startled by loud noises and heights. They're not feared by it, but they're startled and they're cautious by it. Loud noises. And so, you know, when you said that they feed off of our fear, man, let me tell you something. When that saying, they feed off of their fear, that came from the actual these old entities that actually like to invoke fear in people and actually eat and actually and consume them. And because that fear that runs through the body, and they particularly like to do it within the spinal column and the brain itself, because that's where that adrenaline is actually produced, and it's like a cocaine or a drug to them. And if you look at adrenaline, what it can do to the human body is amazing. So, yo, man, Mayhem, you're absolutely right. They're feeding off of our fear. When you're prepared, you're never scared.
Yeah, you're telling the truth, because we got a lot of them down here, brother. I'm going to let you go. Bye.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. Man, good one. Good call. Let's a couple other people in queue. Let's definitely talk to them. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Brother Briggs!
Hey, what's up, Dave? Peace.
peace, brother. What's going on, Brother Briggs?
Well, I was just going to comment on what that brother was just speaking on. Like, where I live, man, we used to have a big chain called Dominick's. And this is a pretty big deal. They used to carry organics and whatnot. But they took every last one of them out of all the black neighborhoods. And, I don't know what's going on. Oh, hell breaking loose. Fireworks, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's weird.
Yeah, I can.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know what they're doing around here today. I'm saying we live
yeah,
in
it's kind of loud.
I was, I'm inside the house too now. I was in Orland Park this morning, and I'm seeing all these different unmarked military vehicles. I'm saying, I don't know what's going on. Hey, mute me, man. Come back to me. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, I hear it, too,
just
brother.
Stop. I don't know what. It's shaking the ground. Shaking my house, man.
Are you serious? Well, if it's shaking your house, that is, but I definitely heard it, like, four times. And you said, like, right, yeah. Do you hear that? I can hear it actually sound as you know, as an explosion
of
some kind.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The little girl in the back like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. We're not blowing up whatever's going on. But anyway, they took all of these Dominick stores out the neighborhood. Now, they carried organics, and they were one of the few chains of stores that carried any organics, fruits and vegetables and whatnot. So for me, because I eat differently than a lot of people, I used to be 286, sometimes 300 pounds, depending on how I binged on the steroid-filled food. But to get clean food, and yesterday I tell you about apple cider vinegar, Bragg's. It came back to our area. Now it's $26 a gallon. Haven't been able to get it for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, check that out. Haven't been able to get it for 2 years. Now it's come back. It's $25 a gallon. So you got to see, it's very important what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Clean food. I mean, I didn't used to be this way, but I live by clean food. I almost won't eat if I can't determine my food is clean. I don't deal with GMOs anymore because of me being 300 pounds. I know how I got there. The weapon that they were beating my brains out with was the food, dead calories that sit in your body and slowly kill you because they have no nutritional value for you whatsoever.
Right, and you're basically starving. You're starving your body because it has no nutrition, no nutritional value, and then this is where synthetic starts to overrun, and your body starts to store this, and then this is where you have different growths and different organisms starting to grow in your body. But go ahead, Brother Bragg.
No doubt. Look, your body is so weird; it can take on different shapes. metamorphosis into other shapes because of that strange food. Now, once I took myself, first thing I had to do was detach myself from beef all the way. When I took the beef out of my diet, I started slowly, man, shrinking. I'm talking about shrinking from a 300-pound man to about 171 pounds right this minute. My friends, they be flipping. Like, man, you kept
wow.
I had the weight off for like 3 years now. You kept the weight off? Yeah, I kept the weight off, man. It's a serious business. I want to live. You know? And
yeah.
I only say that because until you consciously start looking up what you're putting in your pie hole, once you see what you're putting in your pie hole, you're going to stop doing it. Nobody
yeah.
can tell you, hey, don't eat that. But when you look up that food and read what you're eating, you're going to stop. Your brain is going to say, oh, I'm killing myself. I need to stop this.
Right, right, and go more to.
I was on insulin. I was on high blood pressure. I was on five
wow.
medications. I was on everything, statins, everything they do for high blood pressure, man. And every medicine they give you, it reacts to your body. Your body is like traumatized by each time you drop a pill. It's like somebody just gut punched you because your body got to fight this stuff because it's a foreign invader into your system.
Yeah, it's synthetic. You're right, brother. Wow.
Once you get clean,
wow.
right, you feel a lot different. Your body goes back, you know, morphs back to its natural shape. And it's just a hell of a thing. I mean, but we condition, you know, everything popular that you eat, all the food that's advertised, I don't eat nothing that's advertised anymore.
I don't blame you. Yeah, and you know what? Go ahead, brother.
Yes, if they advertise it, don't eat it.
Yeah, that's a good. You know, that's where one of the things that we have to really get back to, because we have to become. And this is one of the things that we posted in Tando today. One of the things that they didn't tell you about Gaddafi was that if you are a farmer, he gave all farmers had a free ride to do their business. They were given funding, grants. They were actually, farming is so essential because that is the lifeblood of your overall intellectual and properties, your health, your prosperity, your freedom. most of us don't realize that one of the things where our freedom comes from is one of the things that we've been attached to most. Most people eat for pleasure. Absent of nutrition, your food dictates if you're free or not, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the things that we need to talk about and we need to know and start to change. Because if you're able to sustain yourself and provide substance for yourself, you, especially if it's healthy food, what do you break? You stop taking synthetic things, you start taking natural things, and you guess what? You start to see things more clearly. You think more clearly because your body is no longer battling itself.
Exactly.
It can start to develop your talents. This is where I think most people may not see it, but when you are no longer under a comatose state, you can start to see where someone is manipulating a direction for you to go. And this is, the food is key. If you are eating someone else's manufactured, synthetic, laboratory-produced food, they are doing that. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. They are doing that to make you docile and weak, to be the perfect slave. Man, Brother Bragg, so true.
And sick.
Sick is so true.
Hold
on, Brother Bragg.
Your food is your medicine.
Your food is your medicine. Hold on, Brother Braggs, because we're going to do the rest of the show together, but let me bring this other one person in. Hold on. Welcome, caller, to Tando. What was that? Oh, okay. This Scotty telling me we got to go to a commercial break. Okay. Hey, everyone. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. The caller that's in queue. Hold on 1 second. As soon as we come out of the commercial break, I'll come right back to you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
I'm not a writer.
Okay. Yeah,
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. This is the last segment of the show today. Just want to thank you all on this Friday. You could be doing other things. I just want to thank you. But I would definitely hope, make sure that you are preparing as much as you possibly can this weekend. Do what you can, and we'll talk about that in a minute and why, because we're going to go to an article after we talk to this caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Brother Jam from Lubbock, Texas. I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit there, please.
Jam. Wait. Let me finish. Jam. What's up, Jambone?
Hey, I was going to say, what Mayhem was saying, has anyone been paying attention to what, like, all the construction around their town or city, you could say, with the unnecessary sidewalks and so forth?
You know what, Jambone? I will say this. There is extensive work throughout this country on the freeways, highways, and roads. And I'm glad you said that. Let me give everyone a clue. If you start seeing that they are going to start moving if in your area you start seeing that they're moving, because they like to say because of the growth of different of places, and I can see that, but that's the perfect cover. If you start seeing where you're having roadside construction, where they're starting to do it 24 hours a day and they're rushing it, believe me, they're doing that for a reason. And the reason that I think that this is being done is that it's being done for the setup of the global, in the world war that you're going to see as the movement of military personnel goes all over this country. And I do see it, but because of the city that I live next to, they can hide it, but I've seen it in throughout traversing this country. And it is very suspicious by the weight tolerance that are being built, how the roads are being built for the weight tolerance. So, yes, I did notice that, Jambone. It's like you know, it's crazy, because I was just thinking about this and I said, man, I need to, you know, say something to our listeners, and then boom, you bring it up. It's amazing. We are all tuned into each other in so many ways that it's, you know, many people have said that to us, and then it happens to me a lot, Jambone. So yeah, but go ahead, brother.
Okay, I'm gonna jump to the next one right quick, speedily. Everybody knows that Russia's running through or trying to rush their efforts to get everything ready strategically. And of course, you know, they made some deals with Iran. And they sold, what is it, 300 missiles or something like that. Then they also made a deal with India from 2020 to 2030. They're supposed to build them an aircraft carrier. And I don't know what the deal with that, because they know they have beef with China. But I guess Russia said, well, you don't have beef with me, but I'll build you one. And then what else? There was something
The Baltic. I know you. Go ahead, bro. Okay. The firing of the Baltic. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have the thing going on with Turkey and Russia. Now I post some things today. I don't know if anyone checked it out, but you know, of course, last year Turkey shot down one of Russia's airplanes. Right.
Okay. Yeah. This year.
So now they're finding evidence it possibly wasn't Turkey. And they're trying to point fingers at the U.S. And, I think it was talking about Russia taking some sanctions off of Turkey, aiding Turkey in some major ways, maybe probably political or military ways and whatnot. Then today, early this morning, it was Fox News. They said that Turkey not Turkey, Russia had bombed some of ISIS, a military base over there in Syria. And they were saying it was ISIS. Now, yeah, I was saying it was ISIS, but Russia was saying, and the U.S. saying it was theirs. And I don't know if anyone picked that up or not, but it seems like to me that Fox News was lying. Sorry for the little kind of stuttering. I see my parents came in to visit and whatnot. So,
no, you're good.
But, they had bombed the military base, and the U.S. saying it was theirs. So there's a big, huge dispute on that deal, and the Russia news saying that it was ISIS. So, you know, what's the deal, you know? Was that U.S. or was that really someone else?
Well, if it was an ISIS compound that they... That was the U.S. And if it was a U.S. compound, it was the U.S. So either way, it was. And so, but see, this is how these things are going to spin out of control. And this is how this thing is going to go into a full-blown where the everyday person on the street is going to be looking at the mainstream media, and they're going to be bringing that you know, this event has happened, confrontation, this military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia, major events in Russia, far as they fired the Putin and the defense minister fired all of the Baltic
commanders,
fleet commanders. This is one of the things that you do before you go to war. Those that aren't following the directions, good or bad, you get rid of them. The agenda is for war, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that Putin and they said is that they got rid of them because they refused to continue to engage NATO vessels in the Black Sea, in the Baltic area, where they wanted them to engage them just like they engaged the USS Donald Cook. And the U.S. Navy has said that if that ever happens again, they're going to actually fire upon, any threats from any country. We are, and this is where Putin was yelling at Western media people saying that I don't know how to get through to you people. We are on the verge of war. And it's the same thing with the Chinese president. This is here, and it's going to be an event. And these events have already happened. They're already. India and China constantly blast on each other. But one day is going to be an international event. And is going to be one of the steps in the acts of furtherance in the compound moves towards global, towards world war, towards global nuclear war one. But go ahead, Jambone. You wanted to jump in. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people would have said, not only is the confrontation over there in Russia with all of the European nations, we got to remember also Russia is having a cold, I would say cold, having war games with Greenland and the U.S. and Canada up there at the Arctic. They already announced they're supposed to launch another nuclear icebreaker up there, and they're willing to do anything to protect what they claim is theirs. Then they also, one of the news media posted it today, exactly how much possibly what the South China Sea is supposed to have in oil and natural gas. I believe what they were saying that the South China Sea is supposed to have more oil than Mexico, all of Mexico combined and reserves. And I've got how much natural gas. But lastly, I'm going to throw in about talking about the energy, what you call the energy vampires, you want to say. Some people call it mistaken attention and so forth like that. Some people have a most popular entity where they call the man with the hat and another one with the girl with the ponytails and whatnot. And most people you talk to major drug users and so forth, where they go into a certain state of a mind and they open up to another conscious. And they can see a lot of that stuff what most people don't see or understand. And you go to some people, like me and some others, they might think quack, that don't use the narcotics and so forth. We have a certain, what you want to call, similarity, what you want to call the word for it. I guess you could call similarities, agreements, what they would possibly mean, because people like us, we've seen it without having to be in on narcotics. So you know there has to be something going on in another dimension. And some of the stuff I experimented with recently, what I, you know, didn't know what it was, something to do with the UV UV ray lights from the sun spectrum. So I had to go into a deep conscious meditation, and I had to eat certain things, and I could go into that different state of mind, and I can go, you know, to see that type of thing. But then, you know, like I say, it's got to be in a certain time frame. But that's all I had to say there, Brother Ren.
Man, Jambone, as always, you know, there was a couple of things. Now, Jambone talked about the South Sea of China with the natural gas and the oil reserves, and we'll talk about that. And then also with up in the Arctic, the fight that the U.S. and Russia is engaging in. Right now, the U.S. only nuclear icebreaker is old, is extremely old and no longer functional, and they only have one now. Let me tell you why there's a big move towards the Arctic, because of energy. The overall gas and oil deposits in the Arctic is huge, and they want to lay claim to it, and they're willing to battle in war over it. And Russia still has nuclear icebreakers, and if you don't have those nuclear icebreakers, you can't go up to the Arctic and survive and stay up there. You actually will be frozen in place, and you will be trapped. So this is why this is so critical. And so now they're trying to, U.S. is trying to build a nuclear icebreaker, but it's too late. But let me tell you why the significance of this is. This is really saying who the new economic superpower will be in the future, and it ain't going to be the United States. Now, towards the South Sea of China, this is why Japan absolutely requires that the nine-dash line of China be removed, either by war or by them capitulating with China. And I don't think that I think they're going to try the war, and then they're going to go to the side of China because they can't win. Japan is dependent upon that, and China knows that. Not only is Japan dependent on those waterways, you are, because of the trade lines and the trade that goes through the South Sea of China. What does this depict? This depicts that China and Russia have strategically placed themselves to be financially, economically, geopolitically, and socially relevant in the superpowers that the world is going to want to do business with, absent of the United States. It's done, folks. It is completely done. And the only way now, when a bully starts to lose position, the only thing that they can do is lash out in violence. And that's what the system wants. And the system wants that, knowing that the United States will lose, but then the overall global system of enslavement will be strengthened by that. Today's so-called hero will be tomorrow's villain, while the continue of the play, the stage, continues to be set and directed by the puppet masters. This is where we really are. Great, great call, Brother Jambone. We got another caller in queue. Let's bring this caller up real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Doc. Good afternoon, y'all.
Doc Hawkins, what's going on?
Peace.
Man, not a whole lot, just kicking back, enjoying the show. And, yeah, man, those were some very crucial points made up. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of people are surprised that the gas prices have been as low as they have been for the last several years anyway. You know, but, you know, even that in and of itself could be some type of beta test, because last time, you know, we spoke about the Strait of Hormuz and all the oil that comes through there. And, yeah, speaking of Alaska, you have trillions of barrels of natural gas that exist there in Alaska. You know, so and that was the excuse that the government used for building HARP in the first place initially. They claimed that they wanted to tap into all that natural gas there, so.
Right, the Balkan and everything. Right, Doc. And you know, Doc, it's funny that you brought that up also, because when you said about the oil prices and everything, one of the things that I was seeing with the oil prices, and they were around $80 a barrel, was on another radio show, and I had told everyone, I said, it's going down to $30 a barrel, $28, $30 a barrel. It's going to go low 30s and 20. And this was when it was at 85. Because what I was seeing was this, Doc. One of the things that just came out a month and a half ago was this, is that China has now completely filled all of their strategical oil reserves. China has now just completely filled all of their strategical oil reserves. And this was said on CNBC. CNBC, I had it here on Tando. It was about a month ago. And why is that critical? All of the countries, in my opinion, around the world were filling up their strategical oil reserves. Why? Because they're strategical oil reserves. They're going to be used for when oil is not moving throughout this globe, because as Doc said, if the Strait of Hormuz is shut down, your oil price goes from wherever it is right now to it's unaffordable for you in hours.
Yep.
And these governments... Right, Doc, say it again.
Yeah, you know, they're claiming in excess of $10, you know? I mean, that's huge, $10 a gallon.
A gallon. Imagine the strain that that would put on us. And when I say us, I'm talking about, in our community, the black community. Even when the prices go down, that just, it only facilitates us being able to buy a morsel or more of something else, you know? Just imagine it at $10 and once the Strait of Hormuz and by war, it's going to be $10 today, but 2 hours later, it's going to be $12, $13, $14. Who's going to be able to afford to go to work? And imagine the overall displacement that is going to be. And now when these oil prices were this low, what happens, in my opinion, is that they moved it there as a signal and as a preparedness opportunity for these governments to get on board to getting the strategical oil reserves filled so that they can, fight a war that is going to take years. And this is, one of the indications to let you know, because they actually buy on margins. If the price of oil is $5, and it goes up to $10, it may for us say, wow, that's big. But when you're buying millions and billions of gallons or barrels of oil, that price move is very significant. It's huge on a cost per average. It's huge. So it was just last month, China actually fulfilled all of their strategic oil reserves. And then now, right after that, what does China say? We're ready to go to war. What does Russia say? We're ready to go to war. Why? Because of their overall petroleum and their natural gas and their energy is in place so that they can endure and fight a war. You can't just fight a war. You have to prepare for one. And I'm glad, Doc, that you brought that up, because this is, what we're going to be facing.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to touch on something else. Now the spiritual side, I'm going to leave that out for now. But let's just look at the fluctuations in the prices of gold, silver, and platinum. Just those three metals. And I've invested a lot in silver, throughout the years. And think about it like this. A couple of years ago, the price of gold was something like $1,926 an ounce.
Almost $2,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now it's $1,322 an ounce, right? And I remember, as a matter of fact, about not even a whole year ago, the price of silver went down to, I think it was around $12 an ounce. All right, it didn't stay there too long, but now it's back up $19, and it's sort of flatlining right there at the $20 mark. Recently, it was $17 and whatnot, and I want y'all to really think about this. Gold is actually, and it's been this way for a while, cost more than platinum right now.
Yep.
Platinum is only, I think it's $1,075 per ounce. Gold is $1,300 plus. You see what I mean? So what are they really trying to tell us here? Now, we know, even if you got an IRA account, when you're talking precious metals in terms of currency, historically, it's gold and silver.
Yeah.
Right. So now, you know what I mean, I'm just wondering how many people are realizing that, you know, and paying attention to the significance of it. Look, I don't care if it's industrial silver. I'm getting my hands on all I can get.
Man, you know? Doc, that is so well said, because that is so true. And what Doc means, industrial silver, is he's absolutely right. Get your hand on it. And I'm glad that you made that point, Doc, because the overall precious metals right now are telling you really what's happening. If you look at right now, rhodium is not even moving. There's a reason why rhodium isn't being moved, because Russia and South Africa don't want it to be moved. It makes $10 moves, real small moves. But as Doc said, platinum is more rarer than gold. But right now, gold is more, is the value of gold is more than platinum. It's telling you everything. And our people really, really need to. It's high time that our people start to prepare themselves. And one of the things is that Doc and I and some other individuals were putting together some educational conferences to actually get you to see why this is happening and what you should be doing. Because as Doc said, I'm getting my hands on as much industrial silver as he possibly can. That is critical, because Doc understands where things is going, and we all need to too.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell y'all a little secret. Pardon me, David. Last week there was a organization that was selling large industrial sheets of precious metals for dirt cheap.
Yep. Better get
this,
it.
This time I was paying very close attention, and it was costly. But I bought a very large industrial sheet of silver, and I'm going to explain why I did it. And look, I'm sure something similar has happened to some of you out there. But when the financial collapse, the so-called financial collapse, first started happening in 2008. A Jewish friend of mine, who was a member of the Council of World Affairs, who's dead now, some people mysteriously murdered him. Strange circumstances. He's been dead for a little over a year now. But anyway, back in 2008, he called me one day, and he was absolutely adamant about not talking on the phone. And he said, just come to the house. Just drop, I don't care what you're doing. Drop everything. Come to the house. And of course, I protested. It's in the middle of the night. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the hell this guy's talking about. And I've known him my whole life. So I said, okay, fine. I get up. I go to his house at about 2 in the morning. And when I get there, him and a couple other individuals sat me down, and they said, listen, how much cash do you have? And I said, well, I got about $2,500. You know, and they said, you need to take all of that money and buy gold. And you need to do it tomorrow night, right? At midnight, you need to do that. Now, this was New Year's Eve, 2008, right? And I'm asking questions. Now, why the hell would I spend $2,500, you know, on gold? And he said, listen to me right now. He said, purchase the gold. He said, listen, just give me your money and I'll go get it, or you need to go online at 11:59 p.m. and purchase the gold. I didn't do it. I left. Then they started talking all this stuff about the stock market plummeting a lot more and this and that. And what had actually happened was that, you know, Obama, he was talking about insider trading and all this stuff and market manipulation. He was talking about the gold and silver market, you know, the precious metals and such too.
Right, right.
What they did was they set the stage to where everybody would be out partying on New Year's, and then they dropped the price of the precious metals, especially gold, to around $50 an ounce. It didn't last long, though. It only lasted for about 20 minutes. But while everybody was out getting drunk and all that stuff, they dropped the price of gold, and then the people that were in the know bought up all the gold. So then after it was all and done, the poor people all on TV and shit, pardon my French, you got CNN and some of these other major mainstream news outlets talking about, well, hey, what the heck happened to all this money? And, you know, where's all the gold? And then they started covering that the rich guys like Soros and some of those others had bought up a very, very, very large amount of gold on New Year's, you know, New Year's Eve, while everybody was out partying. All right. And then that's when, shortly after, and Dave, I'm sure you remember this, when they started announcing that they had an additional, I think it was something like $5 or $6 trillion that went missing out of the U.S. Treasury. Because around the time that September 11th happened in 2001, September 10th, the day before 9/11,
the Defense Department lost $3 trillion. Yes,
that's right. And then they went up to around $26 trillion by 2011. So during this time, something happened to the gold market that nobody's really talked about. And the Jewish gentleman that I knew, bless his soul, he tried to tell me this shit, and I didn't pay attention. I bet you I'm paying attention now.
And you know what, Doc? When you look at what happened in the World Trade Center, one of the things that was moved before that, all the gold was moved out of the World Trade Center vaults just before that happened. Yes, Doc, you're absolutely right. Man, I hate that. Hey, Doc, before we go, there were some people that recently called me, and I said, as soon as I talk to you, as soon as you're back on, I'll have you. They wanted to get some of the silver solution. How can they get in contact? If you can just give where they can go to actually get the silver solution before we get out of here.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. You can go to www.hiphoptherapeutics.com and just get on there, and the number is there where you can just give me a call and I'll take your order personally, you know, and we'll get it shipped out to you next week or as soon as we receive payment.
Man, thanks, Doc. Everyone, listen, we got to catch up on this. Brother Bragg, Doc Hawkins, thank you so much, everyone. Please, please put some of your time, some of your energy, some of your resources into preparing. It could be the thing that actually allows you and your family to regain some of the prosperity that has been lost. So, so important. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Talk to you, God willing, soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. Slicing cake.